A few words about this. This is an area of public health that a lot of people don't know exists. There are health attachés stationed abroad, and our office supports these health attachés. And this is an abstract that really just summarizes and describes one aspect of global public health practice. Most people abroad are paid for by specific programs, by a specific mandate. Health attachés are actually placed abroad to work on global public health in a very general sense. They're very opportunistic, look for opportunities to do collaboration, negotiation, advance public health practice globally. So really, what is global health diplomacy? I'm going to use the Adams-Novotny definition. And it's really a political activity that meets the dual goals of improving health while strengthening relations among nations. There's been a lot of activity, academic mostly, in the last 10 years. You wouldn't have heard the word global health and diplomacy in the same sentence 10 years ago. But now you see this in every public health meeting. There's two peer-reviewed journals that are supported by this field. So it's really an emerging field. And one of the practitioners on the U.S. government side are health attachés. In the U.S. government, we have the Department of State. They have an Office of Global Health Diplomacy. That was really the former Global Health Initiative office. If you remember this initial initiative of the Obama administration, it really morphed into more of raising public health within the field of diplomacy among nations. In the Department of Health and Human Services, there's various, we call them staff divs or opdivs. This is CDC, FDA, NIH, HRSA, even the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services are all part of the department. The Office of the Secretary has a unit that does global health, supports the Secretary in all global health matters. That's our office. And we're the office that supports health attachés. The Department of Defense, the U.S. Agency for International Development, there's many agencies on the U.S. government side that practice and engage in public health. So the lead U.S. government agency for health is the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. And global health matters are coordinated in our office, the Office of Global Affairs. And there's many HHS divisions in the department. The CDC has a Center for Global Health. NIH has a Fogarty Center. National Cancer Institute has an international center. Even the National Eye Institute, heart, lung, and blood, they all have national centers that focus on, they have units that focus on global health. FDA has an international program office. HRSA has an office of global affairs. Those are our counterparts within the Department of Health and Human Services. So what is a health attaché? Well, health attaché are HHS employees drawn usually from one of these operating divisions, FDA, CDC, NIH, that are posted at a U.S. embassy of strategic importance to the department and to the U.S. government. So there's a combination of factors which will create a health attaché request, and then it's fulfilled by the Office of the Secretary. Their job, their mandate, is to represent the Secretary and really advance the science and practice of health diplomacy abroad. They support the ambassador's global health agenda, and they also support the U.S. foreign policy objectives abroad. So in preparation for this, I did a literature research, and I found that the very first article in 1948 is the very first time that a health attaché was actually found in print. Sanders, the first health attaché assigned to embassies, living with a residence in Paris, works in Paris, Brussels, and The Hague with a residence in Paris. Among his duties are the collection of information on health, medical research, prevalence of diseases, and interests of the United States, and the extent of health insurance in their programs, familiarizing himself with administration and techniques of the public health services abroad. This is almost identical to what we do today, and it really hasn't changed that much. So why do we have health attachés? There is this field of new diplomacy with Secretary Rice, Secretary Clinton, Secretary Kerry. They have all commissioned different studies, and they all show that the traditional avenues of commercial, military, political affairs, which have governed the past century, are really changing. There are new attitudes and issues that are necessary to engage with. Public health is becoming more and more important. So, if you don't have a health attaché, It'll be a State Department Environmental Science Technology and Health Officer. The State Department will fulfill this role. Or it could be a CDC Country Director or a USAID Health Officer. It could be a State Department Regional Medical Officer. And those are the folks that will, if there's a public health need, if the embassy has to weigh in on a treaty, on a negotiation, they will find a way, usually with one of these avenues. So we proposed a definition, and it's a paper I recently put out to really define what a health attaché is. A health attaché is a diplomat charged with reporting health issues of concern to the U.S. government, coordinating multiple health policies, and supporting multiple agencies that are engaged in global health. So where do we have health attachés? So the stars, Brasilia, Pretoria, Geneva, New Delhi, and Beijing, are our current health attachés. They do align intentionally with the BRICS, and with Geneva, that's really the WHO. So HHS is the U.S. government's representative to the World Health Organization and the World Health Assembly. So that's an important position that we have. We've had health attachés in the past in Baghdad, Kabul, Addis Ababa, the African Union, and Hanoi. And really these ebb and flow depending on funding from outside sources, from the agenda of the U.S. government, the secretary. So the role of the health attachés currently are to report on local health issues. They're the go-to person for public health. They report to the ambassador and they support the ambassador in their health agenda. They negotiate treaties, bilateral agreements, multilateral agreements. They facilitate and coordinate public health research, technical assistance, information sharing. They develop professional contacts. They were extremely important when the U.S. government decided they were going to do a very large HIV program. So in the early days of PEPFAR, these were the folks that were negotiating with governments about how PEPFAR would be structured, how the U.S. government would play a role within the national HIV program. And in some cases, PEPFAR dominates 60-70% of the health sector in a particular country, and it's all for HIV. So how do you bring that to the president of a host country government? It's usually health attachés that we're doing this type of negotiation. They support global health delegations. They look for opportunities where the U.S. government has capacity and there is a particular public health need that can be addressed. They generally just monitor the international conventions, Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, and others. They serve as a bridge between the domestic department. HHS is actually the largest department in the government. One in every $4 of the U.S. government goes to HHS. It's the largest granting agency in the U.S. government. Most folks don't know that, but the capacities of the U.S. government in public health are often the reason why governments will request some type of assistance. And so the health attachés can really bring the lessons learned in our domestic department and try to translate them abroad. So if you want to become a health attaché, they're really funded by HHS. We have offices within the embassy, and they have a diplomatic title, so they're accredited diplomats. They're drawn from employees within the operating divisions like CDC, NIH. I'm actually a CDC employee on detail to the Office of the Secretary at the moment. I've spent the last 12 years working abroad in various embassies and now came back to the mothership to kind of coordinate cross-cutting management issues. But most of the folks are very similar, have a very similar portfolio to mine. They serve abroad and then they come back and recruited for these positions. They have advanced training in public health, medicine, and they also have extensive program and field experience. And then we're now trying to work with State Department to really enhance training for health attachés in negotiation, program analysis, policy analysis. And we're, in our office, trying to really create a global health career track. And from very early on, people are very interested in doing global health, but it's actually quite difficult to get in, to be assigned abroad by one of the federal agencies. There are many obstacles to doing this, but generally the positions abroad are extremely senior. It takes a very long time to rise to that level. And then when you're at that level, they don't necessarily want to go abroad. They have children in school. They don't want to move abroad. So We're thinking strategically about models like a foreign health service, the type of things where we can really entice people from the entry level all the way to the senior level to engage in a career in public health and have advanced training not only in public health, but in negotiation, in diplomacy, the type of skills necessary to work abroad. So in the future, health attachés, we have many more requests for health attachés. Just last month, we received a request for a health attaché in Saudi Arabia. We simply just don't have the funding to do this. But in this new world of the post-2015 Millennium Development Goals, with the increasing role of the BRICS, middle-income countries are more and more wanting collaboration with the United States. They want to have a relationship beyond development assistance. They want a peer relationship with the Department of Health and Human Services. We receive requests, many more requests than we could ever fulfill. And with the expanding role of non-communicable disease and health security, health preparedness, we're really looking to professionalize health attachés in a way that really hasn't been done. It's also this aspect that people really don't know on the U.S. government side of how we manage. So I'll conclude there, and my email, if you ever have questions, I'm always available for talk about health attachés or global health careers. Thanks.